As promised, we're joined right now by a safety for the 49ers. He had four tackles in Sunday's win over Minnesota. 52 tackles, two INTs. He's got a touchdown. 30th pick overall in 2014 out of Northern Illinois. San Francisco now 6-5. They're at Seattle on Sunday. It is a CBS game. Jimmy Ward is my guest. Jimmy, it's good to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good to talk to you again, Jim.
Always good to talk to you, Jimmy. Appreciate you, man. Good to have you back. So it's almost December. You guys won four of your last five. You're right in the middle of the playoff hunt. Given how the team has turned things around in the last month, how good does it feel to show up to work every single day knowing you've got a chance to really make some noise?
It just gives you something to play for. I don't really care if – well, I really do care if we was in the playoff race, but I'm just saying if our season wasn't going so great, I still have my reasons why I come every day, wake up every day to play this game because I'm passionate about it. But – since we're in a playoff race, it makes it even more fun.
Hey, Jimmy, it's kind of, people talk about this all the time, and maybe you hear it so much that you kind of tune out. But like you said, I've got my why. Like at this point in your life and your career, what's your why?
My why is just, it started when I was young. I picked it up kind of like in Pop Warner football. A lot of people doubted me. I never thought I brought any intensity to the game and just always counted me out. And then just really I just be wanting to prove myself right. Not necessarily prove everybody wrong. I want to prove myself right that I'm that player that I thought I was since I've been 9 years old, since I first started playing football.
Jimmy Ward's my guest. Not only did you prove those right who believed in you, look at it this way. When Joe Staley retired in 2020, you became the longest tenured member of the 49ers. What does that role mean to you, and how do you approach that specific role?
I feel like it's a big test. I kind of saw Joe Staley carrying that weight around when he was here. But I just do what I always do, man. Lead by example, and if I have to be vocal, then I'll be vocal and just try to bring the young guys along with me, and kind of try to, speak positive with negative stuff around in the air and stuff. I always got to think positive and look forward to the next game.
Talking to Jimmy Ward, Joe Staley is a different kind of dude in the sense that, that he's got a different approach, different position. I know you've said you've learned a lot from Richard Sherman, too. Like, what are the types of things that you took from Sherman, and what made him such a unique player and leader?
There's only one of Richard Sherman's.
Right.
What made him a unique player was he was smart. He's a football player. A lot of guys let me tell you a short story.
Please.
Every time I'm walking in the hallway and stuff, off-season and stuff, and they was like, oh, you play NFL? Oh, you're not that big and this and that. And I was like, no, I'm not big, but I'm a football player. And the reason why I say that, because there's a lot of guys that got in the NFL because they run fast, they lift a lot of weight, they're big, they're huge, they're muscular, but they're not necessarily football players, So I feel like that's what Sherman is. Sherman is he's smart. He's a football player, and not only does he has size for a corner. He changed the game. As in, he's one of the bigger corners that ever played this game at a high level. And he's gonna have a gold jacket sooner or later. Hopefully sooner than later. But yeah, that's okay. I think I toot his horn enough.
I like that. Jimmy Ward joining us. That's why I asked you about him. I like that response a lot, and I'm glad that you had a story. I want to ask you about another story. You recently mentioned a story from when you were a rookie, and the then GM, Trent Baalke, came up to you after a game against the Giants and said, Jimmy, you don't know how to play cover three. What do you remember about that conversation, and why did that stick with you?
The reason why it stuck with me is because it wasn't Trent's fault for not knowing what was going on. It was the coaches didn't inform him, they didn't inform him who really wasn't playing the coverage right. And whoever was in the hook wasn't pushing out to the hook. That was their job responsibility. And I was in the buzz, I was the buzz player, so I was supposed to push out to, curl flat. So if my two is 2x2, if two push out to the flat, then I got to go with the two. And the other guy that's in the most likely was a linebacker had to push out to the hook. So it wasn't his fault. He was just trying to get to the bottom of it. And to me being a second-year guy, no, and Jaquasi Tart, he was the other Buzz player. I was playing nickel at the time. And he kind of got it Kwasi too. You know, he was just trying to figure out what exactly was going on. And if I was a GM too, and I lost the game, and they kept killing me on slants all day, and nobody was covering slants, and I know we didn't cover three, I'd go around during lunchtime too, questioning players like, hey, what's going on? I'm trying to figure it out. But it wasn't Trent's fault at all. Just the coaches didn't inform him the right players. You know, of course, you're going to look at the younger players, you know, first. And I don't know. That's probably why our record was kind of – it wasn't good back then. But this is how it goes.
Hey, Jimmy,
you
like
know,
the
you
reason,
live and you learn.
Like, dude, tell me I'm wrong. Maybe I'm overreacting to it. But I'm just – the reason I asked that question, it seems like that's something you kind of kept to yourself for a long, long time and didn't say anything about. And then you kind of shared that story recently. Like, was that something you wanted to get off your chest? Like, things are not always what they appear.
Yeah, man. I'm just saying sometimes some things you can't speak about. You know, especially back then, you know, I couldn't speak about, like, who fault that really was. And, like, the media, you know, our media worked for our players. And it's like some guys will mess up sometimes, but you can't say that. You could say if you messed up, but, you know, I wouldn't be a great team player if I just go out there in the media and be like, I was doing my job. And, you know, then the other people were like, well, so who wasn't doing their job? So it's just over the years, I just learned to take the blame. And I just felt like I wanted to get off the chest because none of the, you know, former players still play on this team or GM or coaches was on this team at present day. So just wanted to get it off my chest.
I get it. There's certain things you can and cannot say at certain times in your life. I understand that. So, like, when you got plenty of football ahead of you, but when you look back, you've now played corner, nickel, safety. There aren't a lot of guys in that league who can say that they have done that. How much pride is there for you in the fact that you're still here and still playing at a very high level?
Oh, it was a tough journey, Jim. I didn't want to play corner at all, but it helped me in the long run. And like, you know, it helped the coaches out more than it helped my career. I would tell you that. Mm-hmm. But later on in life, now that I look back on it, I was like, you know, it helped my technique. It helped me how to cover, you know, if I'm at the one or at the two or at the three, you know, I won't feel, you know, too out of place. It wouldn't feel too big for me because I learned a few different techniques at all three places. If I'm covering a tight end or if I'm covering a wide receiver versus 3x1 at the three spot. If it's 2x2 and I'm covering a tight end, if I'm covering a slot or if I'm at the one covering the X or the Z. Like, I did it all before, and I learned different techniques to help me out. So, basically, all that does is just make you comfortable. And it's hard to get comfortable in this league. You know, it's so much talent, and know how the rules are. You know, nowadays for the DBs, it's not like you can fist fight. I mean, hand check somebody all the way down the field. You got to kind of get that out the way within the first 5 yards. Anything after that, you know, it could be a possible flag.
I'm going to say a likely flag, an inevitable flag. Jimmy, what's it like? Like, I understand why they're doing what they're doing. I really do. It doesn't make it any easier to watch. What's it like to play the game right now when you got flags coming out? Like, it feels like every other play. What's it like to be on the field with that kind of flow disrupted?
You just can't think about it. Can't think about it because, I still play the same way. I hit the same way. Like, when they changed the rule, as in, like, all that hammer-to-hammer hit, I didn't hit up high anyway. So when they changed the rule, that worked to my favor. I was always taught since I was young was low man win. Like, I always get lower than the ball carrier. And for the ball carriers, get lower than the defender who's trying to hit you. That's why you see guys get ran over because they don't get low and they don't hit you with the same foot, same shoulder. Like, all that technique, it works with special teams, and you can carry it on the offense, you can carry it on the defense. And all that works in my favor. So I can't get flagged for hitting you in your knee. And to be honest, if somebody's catching a slant and he's planting, or if somebody's jumping over somebody and he's planting and a guy hit him in his knee, you could be possible out for the season. That's an MCL, ACL. So, to be honest, some guys rather get hit in the head than the knee. But
oh,
I understand how the damage to the brain, and after football, what it does to players. But at the end of the day, it's still a dangerous game. And like I said, it works in my favor because I hit low.
Two thoughts. One, because you're a football player and you understand. And number two, I got to go, Jimmy, because we're out of time. But I think what you just said is so real. It's true. They're doing what they're doing to make the game safer. But guys would always rather be hit in the head than down low. Jimmy Ward, my guest, safety for the 49ers. Jimmy, I appreciate you, man. Great job as always. Thanks for bringing the heat.
No problem. Thank you, Jim.
Appreciate you as always.